Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
08 here at WCCO. Welcome. You are listening to Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. We just believe you ought to know about it. Great shows are happening in town. Of course, we want to say thank you to Chanhassen Dinner Theaters for bringing Center Stage every Sunday night. By the way, if you haven't been over to see Holiday Inn, I hear it is fabulous. The reviews have been amazing. It's running through February 23rd at the Chanhassen. All you have to do is go to Chanhassen DT for Dinner Theater. Chanhassen DT. com. Also, I come from Arizona. We talked about that last Sunday. Had a couple of cast members in. That's through November 25th at the Children's Theater. A Prelude to Faust till November 11th at the Open Eye Figure Theater. And then Present with T. Michael Rambo Thursday through November 17th at the Illusion Theater. Do I have that right, T. Michael?
Yes, you do.
I do, don't I? In studio tonight, my first guest. I am so excited to tell you about it. You've heard many times before how many theaters we have in this great state. Over 800 for sure. But there's a new one, a brand new company that is going to make it happen. It's called the New Dawn Theater Company, and they're launching right now. This is the big time to do it. And Austin Van, who is really at the helm of this, that is running it, making it happen. It is really a theater for people of color. Would you say that that's really the definition, Austin?
Exactly. It's a theater for people of color,
mm-hmm.
women, and LGBTQ communities.
No kidding.
Yes.
So we might see some transgenders on the stage.
Yes,
and
yes.
So many. Oh, that is fantastic.
Yes, absolutely. We're going to make sure that we produce plays only by women, minorities, and LGBTQ.
Really?
Only.
Okay,
yes.
In doing this is a big deal, y'all. Seriously. I mean, there's such a need for this because there never seems to be enough out there for people of color. We've been seeing some more, right? And then, of course, we hear about people adding, like at the Guthrie, you've done some amazing parts,
yes.
Characters at the Guthrie Theater.
Absolutely. I'm so proud of our theater community because I feel like they're stepping up to the call for diversity.
Mm-hmm.
Still, with all of the theaters that we have, our voices are women, minorities, LGBTQ, we still need to be heard. And so there needs to be more theaters like our theaters that provide a space for us to have our voices heard, to have our pieces heard, to be seen, to actually see yourself on stage. There's a need for that, and I'm so happy. I'm so honored to be able to provide that with a great company.
Why now?
It's time.
Mm-hmm.
It's been time.
It's been time for a long
overdue.
Time. So is this something you thought about years ago and you said, I'm going to work on that?
Years ago. And it takes a lot of courage, a lot of backbone. And and right now, I believe the seed was germinating in me in 1998. I saw that when I was getting some things out of my storage. I saw 1997, actually, written on an envelope, New Dawn.
Wow.
And then I purchased the name in 2013. And then just recently, last 6 months, I said, let's go.
And 20 years ago, you said, it's going to happen. And then all of a sudden, okay, this is it. It's time.
And now it's rolling. It's like it's taking off.
Now, you've acted in plays. You've directed. You've done so much. Running a theater is a bit different, being artistic director, right?
It's a bit different, only in that I'm doing everything all at once. I've served in many capacities in theater, associate artistic director in administration, education, work in the box office, directing, choreographing, acting. I've done all those things before. I've even run some boards, some lighting boards before. But to be able to do it, the need to do it all right now, especially without a staff, it's a lot. And I'm happy to do it, but It's daunting some days.
Well, you sure don't look tired for it. So I can tell that this is a joy for you, isn't it?
It is a joy for me. And sitting next to me is a big joy. One of my best friends in the whole wide world and a company member and a part of the backbone of this company. Mm-hmm. When I get a call from him or advice from T. Michael the Rambo, or he's heading me in a different direction from where I thought before, I get more energized, even when I'm working 16-hour days. Mm-hmm. And I get a call from him and some encouragement from him. Mm-hmm. And he's uplifting me. It helps me move on.
Mm-hmm. And T. Michael, you're part of a company. You guys have put the company together.
That's correct.
You actually have the members. How many members are there?
12.
Mm-hmm. 12 members. Two are white,
mm-hmm. Yes. It's T. Michael Rambo, Regina Williams, Amy Bryant, Thomasina Petrus, Laura Esping, Kate Gensel, Harry Waters, Andre Scholes, Brian Grandison, Faye Price.
Oh, my goodness.
Who am I?
And do you have a board of directors already
yes,
for this
I
as
do.
Well? Okay, so as a company member, T. Michael, this is daunting, but it's got to be exhilarating at the same time,
it
right?
It is exhilarating. It's exciting. And I just find that for Austin to have envisioned this mm-hmm. and to brought it to fruition, but more importantly for me is just the fact that she would have seen and that so many others have rallied around this vision that is so needed and so necessary. You asked why now, and I think when looking at the current climate in this country, when looking at the nature of how divisive and how many elements in our country are pushing us away from embracing each of us that are marginalized and disenfranchised and pushing us in directions that give others and give many, many a chance to point their finger at them and call them until they find out that the them is who they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at what point do we start embracing each other and giving each other a voice that is well needed and so important and so vital?
That's what happens when you're steeped in the soup.
That's right.
That's what we are. It's just a big bowl of soup. You know, when you come together now to bring this new company to fruition, theater is ever changing.
Mm-hmm.
You've got sharing now. So say if you're doing a new piece,
yes.
You know, if someone in the company presents a new piece and all of a sudden Austin Van says, oh, yeah, we're going to take that. We're going to do that piece. Would you consider doing the whole sharing with the company like they do in
co-productions?
Co-productions.
Yes, yes. Actually, we have about 4 co-productions already in line.
Wow.
Yes, it's moving along fast. We're going to partner with Park Square and Yellow Tree mm-hmm. and Pillsbury.
But not just co-productions in that sense,
yes.
But in the sense of co-sharing.
Oh, co-sharing.
Right. So if they participate, say if, you know, cool. Like when we were doing Gospel Clonus, it was Morgan Freeman who was really showing us where we're supposed to stand. He was directing
yes.
initially, right?
Yes.
And so you would think that that person would get some type of compensation for that. And that's becoming quite popular. Although arduous, it is becoming quite popular on Broadway. So theater is ever changing right now.
Yes. For me, it was very important for mm-hmm. me for this company to be collaborative.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to make sure that everybody has a stake in it. We're not just a company in name only, but we're all functioning. We're working as a body. When I was talking to Michael about it, I said, what I see is everybody being able to do everybody else's job.
Mm-hmm.
So we always fit in where we get in, you know. If I were to go out and to direct something someplace else, then Amy steps in to direct.
Right.
Or we switch artistic right. directors or someone else becomes head of education. Mm-hmm. But we can support our company within the company, actually.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So is it co-owned?
It is. It's. I will call it cooperative.
Okay.
Yeah. I would say that definitely. Mm-hmm. There are founders for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to make sure that, especially, darling, I hear a lot. When I go direct places, I hear, I'm the first black something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the first this. I'm the first woman. Mm-hmm. The first black something. I'm sick of hearing that. I shouldn't be the first black director. The first female black mm-hmm. director. I shouldn't be. I want this company to almost be a learning ground for our company members so that we're able to do all of the things all mm-hmm. the time. And when we go out and we spread our wings and we go out to different companies in different states and different theaters, we are all equipped with so many tools and so many hats that we can wear. That's my vision for us.
Mm-hmm. Now, the first play is coming up, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you guys are going to open pretty soon and let everybody know about New Dawn.
Yes.
Tell me how you're rolling out the carpet.
Okay. It's a big deal. It's actually a fundraising celebration in the form of a show. And so we have a small one act that we're going to do that celebrates the lives of Eartha Kitt and Aretha Franklin and Billie Holiday and Josephine.
Are you in
Baker.
The show? Tell me you're in the show.
I am in the show.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So is T. Michael Rambo and Jovita Steele and Regina Williams, Regina Marie Williams and Thomasina Petrus and Julius Collins and Sanford Moore and Jeff Bailey and... So it's
that's a slamming group.
It's
it is.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible. So when is it open? Where? How can we help? How as a fundraiser?
Yes.
If you can't make it, there's a way that you can donate as well, right?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. The shows are November 3rd and 4th at Penumbra Theater at 7:30 p.m. You can go to freshticks.com/events/divas-after-dark-Saturday.
What? What is it?
I know,
what
it's a
is
lot.
It?
It's
can
a
we
lot.
Just say go to newdawn.com?
You can go to newdawntheater.org and look on the website and you can get your tickets.
There you
there.
Go.
And
that's
it's a beautiful website. It really is.
Oh, thank
it's
you.
It's beautiful.
Thank you. Alice Gabura designed our website. She's also on
it. It's beautiful.
Board.
Last question for you. Yeah. How are you different from Penumbra Theater, which is one of the very few black repertoire theaters in the country, right?
Yes.
And so I'm going to ask that question.
Yeah, that's a great question. I think we're different in that we're more diverse.
Mm-hmm.
We include more of our communities, not just the African American communities, but all minorities.
Mm-hmm. Will you be looking back to present to forward in your plays?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Each year there'll be three productions. Mm-hmm. Two. Productions that are existing pieces,
mm-hmm.
one a musical, one traditional, or not traditional, but a dramatic piece, and then a devised piece, so that each year three productions will be produced.
Right, and the devised piece is Thomasina and I used to go out into the prisons and collect stories from the people who are suffering felony disenfranchisements and empower them to create, to write, and we would take those stories and perform one-woman shows with them. So we're going to continue that work as well with our devised pieces, taking work from or ideas and stories from people who can't vote, basically.
You are a remarkable woman, Austin
Thank
Van.
You, Geraldine.
You really are, honey.
I appreciate
it. It's
you.
A big dang deal.
It's a big deal.
You know, I don't want to say dang, but it's a big dang deal. That's
dang,
all
dang,
I'm saying.
Boogie, boogie.
Exactly. It's great to see you, T. Michael.
Thank you so much.
She's blessed to have your support.
I
keep it up. I want to be there. I just want to be there.
Please
so keep it coming. Let us know what you're doing, okay?
Yes, I will. Thank
Again,
you.
It's called New Dawn Theater, T-H-E-A-T-R-E Company, the New Dawn Theater Company. You don't want to miss out what it is about to come. We'll be back in a moment. It is now 9:22 here at WCCO. Rohan Preston, lead theater critic over at the Star Tribune, is joining us. And I understand we have a death in the theater community tonight.
Yeah, huge, huge news. Intosaki Shange died yesterday in her sleep at a nursing a care facility in Maryland where she lived. Of course, many people know that she's the author of the acclaimed choreo poem / play for Colored Girls.
Wow. You know, that piece was just put up not long ago here in the Twin Cities metro
it
area.
It was extended at Penumbra Theater. They did an excellent job. Sarah Bellamy and Lou Bellamy directed that together, and it was a beautiful, beautiful production.
Wow. You know, we lose another one. We know that this is inevitable as we all get older, and we don't know when our time is, but boy, it still hurts, doesn't it?
And it's a shock. I mean, she'd had some health issues. She'd suffered a number of strokes But she had been on a roll coming back, winning awards, writing, and really just being out there. Of course, you know, the mourning is intense nationally and here in the Twin Cities as well, because she played such a pivotal role for not just black actors, although virtually every black woman actor has gone through her, you know, has found a voice through her. But really, for the form itself, theater itself, the field itself, because she was able to transform it. The word choreopoem is a part of the dictionary because of her. And For Colored Girls is a prime example of that. So she, you know, it's really quite a lot that she has accomplished, and it's quite a loss to the field.
Please share with us what choreoform is.
So a choreopoem is...
Oh, choreopoem.
Choreo. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm eating my words here.
No, I think it's my ears, dear.
No. But it's what Colored Girls is, which is a series of braided poetic monologues interpreted with dance and forming a whole structure of a play, and which becomes testimonials about the lives of women, seven different women, and how all the challenges and all the triumphs echo and reverberate through each other.
Wow, incredible. I remember seeing that piece. Was that her most popular piece? And was she a prolific writer? Does she have many plays that
she
presented?
Oh, she's a very prolific writer, but she's best known for that. But yes, she's a very prolific writer. She wrote novels. She wrote poems, several novels, a lot of books of poetry, and lots of other plays, as well as essays and other things. Very, very prolific writer.
Now, before I let you go, you went to see Carole King. And, of course, Carole King, the beautiful play over at Orpheum Theater.
I did.
And was it lovely?
It was fantastic. You know, I've seen this show a number of times, and when I was writing up this latest version, I looked back after I'd written something up. I looked back at what I'd written, and I was struck by some of the same moments in it, which is when she reclaims her song, you know, and instead of it being a polished, beautiful, tender pop song, she reclaimed it in a honky-tonk way, and it just sounded like a raw, emotional experience for her. And it's so beautifully done that you feel that you've been transported into her life, you know?
Yeah, you know, one of my greatest memories is singing with Carole King on a Prairie Home Companion in Baltimore, her hometown. And she asked me to sing a duet with her, thanks to Garrison Keillor. She asked and said, "Would you sing Natural Woman with me?" Oh my God.
Oh, wow.
Can you imagine what I must have been thinking, right? And wow, she was so gracious and so kind. And I'm so happy that this piece is not only does it exist, but it lives on. It's been out there now, the Carole King story. What is it called?
Beautiful.
And it's been out for what, 3 years, 4 years?
On the road for at least four, and before that, yes, it's probably I have to look to see exactly when it bowed on Broadway, but I think it's probably been about 5 years altogether now.
Wow, incredible. Now, my final question for you. I know you've probably heard about Austin Van and the company coming together for a brand new theater, The New Dawn.
We have an article coming up this Saturday coming on it that, yes, you know, part of the thing that's exciting about this is you have a mature artist who are launching these companies now, and it's a whole different ball game because they come with it with all the experience and all the contacts and the knowledge to just do it full bore, go full bore on these things. And if you look at the companies that have been founded by mature artists, you know, The Jungle is a prime example. They tend to have a longer staying power because all that knowledge gets applied, you know?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. I'm so excited that this is happening. There is so much that needs to be said and done by communities of color. And so I love that, you know, you get a chance to go see some of everything. You want to go see the beautiful Carole King show? You can go and see that. You want to go see something by this brand new theater? You can go see that. It just covers the spectrum at this time in the Twin Cities and metro area and the great state of Minnesota. A brand new theater company is here.
Yes.
So how about that? Looking forward to your article coming up. When is that coming out? Sunday?
It's coming out on Saturday.
Saturday. Yeah. All right. Saturday. That's that Jamaican and you coming out.
And I should say, and you already know this, but they have a fundraiser coming up at Penumbra Theater next weekend.
And it's that Saturday or Friday? She just talked about it a moment
it's
ago.
It's Saturday and Sunday, in fact. So they're just doing a little fundraiser to raise money for the company. And New Dawn is the latest as well, but we also have Prime Production.
Prime Production, yep, Shelley Place. Mm-hmm.
And then Dark and Stormy as well, and those are the three that I'm focusing on because they represent a kind of journey of what creating more opportunities for specific people, but also for women in general and older actors in general and people of color and so on and so forth. So they're targeted, you look at the ecology and say that, oh, yeah, we could use more here, more there, more there.
Absolutely. Know? Absolutely. Rohan, it's always a pleasure. If people
what
want more information about your critiques, and by the way, we've gotten a lot about your critiques recently about the Mary Poppins show. If people want more information, all they have to do is go to StarTribune.com/Rohan Preston. Did I get it right?
Absolutely.
All
you're
right.
So good.
Take care, you, Ro. We're going to take a break.
So
we got a lot to talk about. We'll be back in a moment. I am so busy having a great time in studio with my next guest because she is absolutely lovely. Sweet spirit. I love having her on. All she has to do is say, hey, I got a new project. And Jimmy and I are like, oh, it's time for Vicki Emerson. Yeah, she's in studio. You bet she is. And we love, love, love you and love your music. How are you?
Well, I'm good. You know, I have been better. I woke up this morning at about 4 o'clock a.m. My son, who's 5, snuck in our bed and then decided to, I kind of woke up and then he, in his sleep, he punched me in the eyeball.
So you got your glasses on tonight.
I do. That's why I'm wearing them.
I haven't seen you in glasses.
Ever.
Oh my gosh.
Wear them. And so, yeah, it hurt really, really a lot. And
you know,
so
it's time for a lock.
It's time. It's,
you know, when your children get that old where they can bust on in and crawl in between y'all and y'all don't even know it.
We don't even know.
Uh-huh, it's time, baby. I remember my daughter used to stand at the door and go, Mom.
Oh,
Mom, I said, baby, you can say that all night long, but this is closed. It is now closed. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was so it wasn't the real way I wanted to start my day.
Yeah.
Is like a fist to your eyeball. It's not. I would not recommend that to anyone.
Thank God it was done before you finished. I mean, after you finished this brand new album.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Congratulations,
Thank
honey.
You.
Steady
Thank
Heart
you.
Is
yes.
the name of this new CD.
Yes.
You know, someone said to me recently, CDs, why do people have CDs?
Yeah.
Nobody's buying CDs. Yeah,
people,
yeah.
Yes, they still do. It's we're in sort of a weird a place where there are people that still buy CDs, even mm-hmm. though a lot of people, and even the same people that buy CDs might hit it up on Spotify too. You know, I think you just have to, as a musician, you have to have them available.
You really do.
Yeah, because people
Plus,
still
I mean,
love
look
them.
At all the old cars on the road.
Yes, yes.
You know, people pass down their old Volvos to the young people.
Yeah.
So they may have all that stuff in their phones. But, you know, it doesn't have, like, Bluetooth in that 1991.
Right. And I still buy CDs.
Well.
I
right.
still buy CDs.
Exactly.
And, you know, and I like to hold.
I like to hold it.
Me
and
too.
Albums, too.
Me same. I'm with vinyl, for sure.
I love vinyl. Okay, first of all, I used to decorate the room in college with the vinyls on the wall.
Of course you,
you know,
did.
Because they were just so pretty.
They are pretty.
This is beautiful. Okay, tell me about how you got to this CD, because this is your fifth.
Yes, yes. This one, I, you know, I wrote Steady Heart, the main track for my husband. It's a love song. And then I started just writing a lot. Sarah Morris is part of a Facebook challenge where you get a word a week, and then for 13 weeks you have to write a song using the word.
Really?
Right. Yep. And then you're using the essence of the word. And I did not want to do it. I didn't mind all of that I just told you about, all those like rules. Mm-hmm. But what I didn't like was that when you just finish the song, you have to take a video of yourself singing it and post it on Facebook. Right?
Oh my gosh.
Ooh, that's
like in the middle of the night if you finish
yeah.
it?
Yeah. I mean, I like to sing my songs for the couch, and then the couch and I decide if anybody else alive will hear it, you know?
Wow, what a challenge.
It was, but it produced a whole bunch of songs. So I had a lot to choose from for this album. But the other thing that I think is I'm really proud of is I produced this one myself because
you did.
Yeah,
you said you were going to.
I did, and I'm really, really glad that I did that. I feel like, you know, I'd love to see more women producing music.
It's hardly, I mean, you just don't hear about it often.
No.
Right?
And, you know, playlists being more with male songwriting. Mm-hmm. And it just feels like if women, if we want to see a change, we have to also be the change.
We have to be the change. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, so when it comes to the men that were involved in this CD.
They were great.
Did you have more women than men, or
no?
Was this
a great
collaboration?
Almost half and half. Most of the singing is by the women,
right?
And then the men were in the studio with me.
It's called Steady Heart. The song that we just heard is not the Steady Heart song.
No, that's called Good Enough. That's
Good
the
enough.
Single that's out with
hey
the video.
Now.
Yes.
Hey now. By the way, did you do the videos with full makeup on? So while you were writing the songs, you had to be in full makeup, or did you just go, I don't care?
Well, I had, you know, it's funny. I thought a decent amount of makeup on. And then after they videoed it, they were like, oh, you know, maybe you should have had a little bit more. And so they made it in black and white. So it looked like I had more. I mean, I was like, oh, really? But then I liked it in black and white. So
exactly.
It was fine. And then, you know, I didn't have to have all that makeup on, you know.
See, this is,
we're being very honest.
Authentic, ooh. Honest. I'm just saying, I just did a video like that on Facebook. No makeup, talking about our Christmas show.
Oh.
Girl, somebody wrote me and said, are you kidding me? I'm like, no, I'm not kidding you. This is me. You can't deal with it, honey. Go.
Yeah, go.
Go somewhere.
Go somewhere else.
Okay, so tell me about, you just got off tour.
Yes, I have been very busy. We were in Colorado, then we were in New York, and we were in Boston.
I wish I'd known. I would have asked my daughter to go.
It was it's been really great. I feel really lucky to kind of, you know, have my husband be so supportive to let me, you know, to champion the children, you know, so I can kind of do some of this, more of this, because I do love it. You know, it's a big part of who I am.
You know, you said, you've said these things in the past,
yeah,
that you want to do more touring, that you want your music to get out there, and here it is.
Yes.
I mean, it is happening.
It is. But, you know, it's been there was a large gap of time when, you know, I was home with the babies, you know, mm-hmm. and I loved all of that too. But music fulfills me in a way.
You have to do it.
Yeah.
That's the thing. When it's your gift, you have to do it. Yeah. This is not something you just woke up and said, let me just try this guitar. Right?
No.
All of a sudden, you realize pretty quickly, I really love this.
It's a thing.
Exactly. So you have to do it. It's part of your DNA, dear.
Yes.
Okay. What is your favorite song, first of all, on Steady Heart?
Well, I do love the single a lot, Good Enough. And I do love number three, The Reckoning.
The Reckoning?
Yeah.
Okay. So before we play, as we're on our way out, can you do a little
of something? The Reckoning? Yeah.
Yeah. Just play a little bit for us.
Yeah.
This is Vicki Emerson.
I hear the buzzing, I feel the storm rolling in, like thunder chasing the lightning. I never knew how this would end. They say that he can drive you crazy, break you down like you're gonna lose a fight. The story looks a little hazy, all those shadows could use a little light. It's hard to believe you don't see what I see. I hear the hive buzzing, I feel the storm rolling in, like thunder chasing the lightning. I
That's our own Vicki Emerson, by the
wind
way.
Wind rattles the window.
She is releasing a new CD next Friday. Now, this is a big show at the Hook and Ladder. You do not want to miss it. All you got to do for more information is go to VickiEmerson.com, or you can go to Hook and Ladder. Find out what is happening, y'all. It's a 7 p.m. show next Friday with Mother Banjo, by the way. You don't want to miss it. Keep going.
Buzzing. I feel the storm rolling in like thunder, chasing the lightning. I never knew. Here comes the pouring rain like a reckoning. Bring on the flood to wash the wicked away. I hear the hive buzzing. I feel the storm rolling in like thunder, chasing the lightning. I never knew.
I love this lady. I just love this lady. You don't want to miss this. VickiEmerson.com. Next Friday with Mother Banjo, 7 p.m. at the Hook and Ladder. We'll be back in a moment. Shaletta does not play around. I am sitting here chewing on raisins. And she just said, here we go. There you go, Geraldine. All right.
All right.
Back in September, Mina Moore sold out the Dakota. If you haven't heard about her, she does this tribute to Amy Winehouse. So I'm going to tell you right now, she doesn't look like Amy Winehouse. She's not short like Amy Winehouse. This woman has quite a presence when she walks in the door. You know she's in the room. And it is time for her to come back and do that tribute to Amy Winehouse again. And this is so excited. Same show at the Dakota, right?
Yes.
Okay. Right. Welcome to CCO.
Thank you.
Okay, Mina. How in the world did you come to do a tribute?
To Amy.
To Amy.
You know, I kind of joke that, I'm just a karaoke nerd.
Are you really?
Yeah, I was a karaoke nerd with a budget, so.
Yeah,
but yeah,
buddy.
I do love karaoke. But yeah, you know, there's some singers whose music just speaks to you. And to get slightly technical, Amy's voice range is a contralto, which is, you know, relatively rare, mm-hmm. I suppose. Mm-hmm. That happens to be my register as well. Mm-hmm. So her music, figuratively and literally, sits well with me.
It does sit well with you. But when did you fall in love with it?
The first time I heard Back to Black, I think it was, oh my goodness, what year was that? Early 2000s. It had just come out. And a friend had burned me a copy of it. So I didn't have any of the artwork or anything like that. And I listened to it and I was like, man, this black lady can sing. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, like, weren't you surprised?
Yes, exactly. I was like, oh, that's this. And this was like, you know, Amy was the first of that, you know, new wave British invasion, right? With Adele and Duffy and...
But Adele came later.
Later, exactly. Yeah, so yeah, Amy kind of was the first.
Inspired, yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's something in the water over there for sure. But I think she was the first one to pop up on our radar.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to take this over there?
If they'll have me.
I mean, why not?
Yeah, right. You know, I think you said I don't look anything like Amy Winehouse, and I that's important to me, and that's special to me, you mm-hmm. know? And there's kind of a joke that it's like this black girl from Minnesota is selling out.
No,
shows,
not at all.
You
no,
know?
Oh yeah, selling out.
Right,
yeah, yeah.
Right,
I thought
right,
you
right.
meant like selling out.
Oh no, no,
but
no, no,
no,
no,
selling out shows. Absolutely,
exactly.
That's
yeah.
important.
Yeah.
Not only that, her music spoke to so many of us. I don't care what color you were,
mm-hmm.
what age you were.
Mm-hmm.
Right, there were different
mm-hmm.
people of different mm-hmm. from different walks of life in that room when she was performing.
Mm-hmm.
And with that said, you know, she wrote about her life,
mm-hmm.
and some of it was very tragic.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get through a whole night of doing the songs that could really put you in a funk?
Right. Well, it's a multi-step process because you're right, there's a danger of that. And
you know, I've been telling people, and not to sound crass or disrespectful, but I didn't want to do a Heath Ledger, right, where you just become so engrossed in something.
Right.
And so I deliberately stayed away from – I haven't seen the documentary yet. Mm-hmm. I get very protective over artists that I love and that I believe in. And when it's an artist who was as controversial as Amy Winehouse was, I want to let Amy speak for Amy. Mm-hmm. So what I know for sure is those words on that record. Those came out of her mouth, and that's what I trust.
It came out of her heart.
Exactly.
In fact, when you say a tribute show, most people mm-hmm. think, oh, you're going to dress like her, your mm-hmm. hair is going to be mm-hmm. like her, mm-hmm. you're going to try to sound like her. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're going for?
No, not at all. So yeah, you're right. There's a thin line between a tribute show and a casino show, right?
Right.
That kind
right.
of thing. We don't dress like her. There's none of that. But I'm the director of the band as well, and the direction is to play pretty true to the record, you know. And even when I'm singing, I was pretty meticulous on getting my phrasing and some of the notes just like Amy. But there's still enough of our own voices in the performance. So,
are you from here?
Yes.
You really are? I've never met you before.
I know,
I'm trying
it's
to
so
figure
funny.
Out how can that be?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, the Steels are legendary, so
that just means we're old, honey. But here you are. Mm. You know, I've heard just great things about this mm-hmm. show, and I've never met you before, so I'm really honored that you came in tonight
Likewise.
To talk about it. So how did you through your life, was this someone that you admired for a long time, or once you came upon her you went, that sounds like me?
My first exposure to her was hearing this record Back to Black.
Mm-hmm.
Something about it just struck me. And I still think that no one has executed that juxtaposition of throwback, retro, soul music with the lyrics that Amy has, right? There's all these mm-hmm. colloquialisms in there. She's swearing.
Oh, yeah. You know, a couple of her titles swear.
Yes, exactly.
Are you doing any of those?
We are not doing the one that you're thinking of.
Okay.
That's on a different record.
Okie dokie.
There are some expletives.
So you're just you're sticking to the one album.
Right, yeah. So we play Back to Black, top down. We play the whole record.
In order.
In order, start to finish, with a 9-piece band behind me, 3 horns, backup singers, an all-star band. And another thing, if I can say briefly, I went out of my way for this show and the last show to hire people of color and women. There are a lot of white men mm-hmm. that play instruments, and mm-hmm. they're fantastic, and they're some of my best friends. And originally, the roster was all white men, and I went, wait a second. So I'm proud to say this show I have my girls Electra, Stephanie, Tony, Leah. We outnumber the men in the band now. And
5-4.
Yes. Leah Ottman, Stephanie Wiegler, Electra Reinhart, Tony Lindgren, and Liz Draper, and me. So that's 6.
Yeah
6-4. And then the other joke is that now we only have 1 white guy in the band.
No kidding?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So 10 musicians and only one of them, in Minnesota. So that's important. And I worked with an organization called Create Opportunity 2020. And part of the mission is to close the visibility gap.
Yeah.
Which is
so difficult to do.
Yes,
yes. Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. So.
Okay, so mm-hmm. here you are presenting this music at the mm-hmm. Dakota once again.
Mm-hmm.
People talked about Back to Black. It's, you know, that's her Renoir, you know, that's the big piece.
Right.
Are you telling the stories in between? Are you talking about her life, how she came to be with this particular song in her soul?
Yeah, every once in a while. Yeah, there's definitely some informative moments in the banter, fun trivia about some of the songs, who wrote them, what they're about. You know, we tried to make the show an honest tribute, you know, a celebration of Amy's life, but not to ignore. Yeah, I'm not going to make her addiction the elephant in the room. We're going to celebrate this woman and not talk about mm-hmm. what was her ultimate demise.
Right.
And so I am an advocate for addiction awareness. We're working on partnering. Last show, we were able to donate some proceeds to the Amy Winehouse Foundation in New York.
Mm-hmm. That her parents started out.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. I think her brother's running it now. And so we're also looking to look at maybe some local nonprofits as well, specifically dealing with women who are battling addiction. So we talk about Amy, we tell fun stories. I think we have some special treats, some surprises up our sleeve. Liz Draper, who's playing bass, actually played an event with Amy and actually met Amy Winehouse. So
wow.
Yeah, and said she's real sweet. So yeah, we'll you'll dabble in. You'll I think after the show you'll be like, I dig Amy.
Have you filmed it yet?
No, and I don't know if we will. I don't know if we will.
Why not? That's a good idea. Send it to her parents.
Yeah,
and the reason I asked that question is because you talked about juxtaposing the two. Mm-hmm. It's also with this black band doing this amazing music, and that you are honoring her by giving to these organizations, maybe working with them. And this is something they need to know. They need to know that she not only lived out loud, but she is living out loud in us.
Yeah.
We're still singing the songs. I've played her music so many times here on CCL. Seriously.
Yeah,
you know, little bumpers here and there.
Yeah.
I just really thought she was a remarkable woman that happened to be trapped.
Yep.
Really,
that's
the way I see it.
Yes.
Okay, eventually this could get bigger than you in the sense that you're going to have dancers and so much more, right? So right now you're at the Dakota. Where do you see it 5 years from now?
To be completely honest with you, this will probably be it. I don't think it's something that we're going to continue right now. I, the weekend of those shows, released my own record, my first EP. And so we're putting energy into that now, into our original material. It's a beautiful show. You know, we've had a couple people say, hey, you want to take it to, you know, Madison and things like that. But, you know, I'm thinking that at this point, sitting here in this chair, right, and people change their minds all the time. But right now I'm thinking keep it short and sweet, maybe on the 20th anniversary of Back to Black, or if there's a commemorative reason to.
Yes.
But you know, I, as an emerging artist myself, you know, there's that fear of, I don't want to be the girl who sings Amy Winehouse.
Exactly. I did a tribute to Aretha Franklin. I feel
yes,
the same way.
Yes,
it's like, you know, my God, and I wanted to just come right out and go, don't expect me to sound like her.
Yes.
Not going to happen.
Yeah.
Right? This is just me honoring her and the music of Aretha Franklin.
Exactly.
So it's really tough in that sense. However, with you, you know, there's this chance to bring people together from all walks that don't look like you, right? All of us come together to sing the music of Amy Winehouse. You can have a sing-along. So even if you don't do the tribute anymore, will you at least do one song of hers in even with with your EP?
Yeah. You know, we've been playing shows, and in the shows that we've played since September up until now, we put an Amy tune in there. It's just in our repertoire now.
I think. Where were you before now? How come I'm just stunned?
Yeah,
I haven't heard
of
you. So were you playing at some other places here in town? Have you always had a band?
Yeah. Well, you know, I started my first band in elementary school at Capitol Hill.
You were at Capitol Hill?
Yeah.
My children went to Capitol Hill,
too. Oh, okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe that. What? How old are your
children? My daughter is 36, so I think you're a lot younger.
I'm 34.
No kidding.
So we probably were in the building at the same time.
Probably my son, Michael Battle. I think
I know Michael.
You know
Battle.
Michael? Shut up.
Ma'am.
No kidding. Mm-hmm. Wait till I tell him who I had on tonight.
Yes.
Well,
sure
congratulations,
do.
Honey.
Thank
this
you.
Is a big deal.
Thank you.
And
thank
we're really
you.
Proud to talk about it tonight. Will you keep up and send us more information about what you're doing, when you're doing it, okay?
Yes, yes.
So
absolutely.
We can get the word out about it. And I hope to be in the audience soon.
Please come out. We're going to have a great show. We've got a lot of good fun things.
And when is this happening at the Dakota?
This is Wednesday, Halloween, October 31st. We have a 7:00 show and a 9:00 show. And I'm really trying to stress to people, if you go to the 9:00, you'll be home by 11.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to stay out late.
But it is Halloween.
But it is Halloween, so you might, you know, we're probably going to go down to First Avenue afterwards.
Yeah,
costume
right.
Costume contest, you know.
Right. And are you going to wear a costume that night or no?
I don't think I'll wear it on stage.
Okay.
But yes, I will have.
And if people come in with their costumes, you're cool with that?
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Wow.
You know, we're going to do a little partnership with our friends at Glam Doll Donuts.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have an Amy Winehouse kind of dessert cocktail since it's Halloween. You want something a little bit sweet there.
Yeah.
So yeah, wear your costume if you want to. We're gonna keep it grown and sexy though, you know what I'm saying? We're not gonna get
grown and sexy. Grown and sexy.
Yeah, we're
so look at your people want your music, where do they go?
Yes. Anywhere. iTunes, Spotify, Pandora. We are hoping to have physical copies soon, hopefully by Wednesday. But if not, you can purchase in any of those places.
Mina Moore is her name. Can't wait to see you. Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a break and come back. The Mom and Michael Hour is not happening.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.